station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Okay, Juan, ready to rock and roll. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to start off with Juan Martinez. He's the director of events and promotions for the Miami Marlins. They've got a whole new group of promotions coming up for the second half of the year. I am fired up. They are targeting all of us in South Florida. It's going to be great. Then we've got my good friend Casey Conway. He's the director of the real estate school at the Culver House School up at the University of Alabama. He advises the Fed. This guy is plugged in, locked in. Bulls and Bears, we're going to talk about everything. And, of course, my good friend Andres from Real Connects. We're going to talk about how to network yourself into the new world of real estate. So, Wanda, take it out, rock the house, and then we're going to come back with Juan, and we're going to talk about great fun I'm going to have and you're going to have this summer.
Jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 baby.
Okay, let's see. Where to start? Ready to go?
Think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio?
You suck!
What are you talking about?
Like, it's an awful way to start your day.
It's like the most hilarious show ever.
I really do love listening to your show.
Oh, God, that show is so dumb.
Remember, the show is free.
It's showtime, baby.
Showtime! All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call anytime for anything for 4 years. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my lovely wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance, Wanda!
I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fire. One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
All right, when you want to have money talking for you, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, if you need it now, I can get it for you now. Just over the 4th of July weekend, I was able to finance the $3.5 million bridge loan for one of my clients. That's right, called me right before the 4th of July. Everybody went on vacation, came back, funded his loan. That's right, so we got it done for him. And we can get it done for you, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need construction financing? Need something to help you get from here to there on your business deal that you're building, your residential or commercial real estate? Maybe you're a realtor and you need to pull some cash out of your real estate deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with one of my good friends from the Marlins, Juan Martinez. He's the director of events and promotions. He's the guy that can tell you when the bobbleheads are coming. He is also going to tell us about a really cool new program that the Marlins are instituting for the second half of the year, and I've got some great suggestions. Hey, Juan, welcome back. I know we're just getting started.
Just getting started, Jim. Great to be with you again on your show.
It's my pleasure. So Juan, let's get right to it. You guys are going hyper local. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hyper local with Neighborhood Nights, launching this weekend. We're targeting a series of 10 neighborhoods and cities in Miami to be more involved and invite those cities out to celebrate as a neighborhood, as a community, at Marlins Park at our upcoming weekend game, starting with Doral and Coral Gables this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's really exciting, Juan. Now, you've got all the different neighborhoods. They each have a little bit of a different style. I know you got Wynwood. I have my office in Wynwood. I live in Wynwood. So my real question to you is, how can we make the place feel more like Wynwoody? I'd love it if we could bring some of the artwork. I got some like baseball themed art. I'd, you know, put it out there for you, create like the whole environment. What do we got going on that's special and unique that defines each night?
Well, that's going to be the kicker, right? We're going to be getting involved and reaching out to all the local organizations, local businesses in each one of these communities, from Doral and Gables to Wynwood, Midtown, Miami Beach, Hialeah, The Grove, Pinecrest, South Miami. We're targeting these guys to give each of those nights an opportunity for those guys to show off the personality of each of these communities and give them their opportunity to enjoy a game together, sitting all together in the same section and enjoying a Marlins game as a neighborhood.
Well, you're building community. That's the most important thing about what baseball does, is it helps people build community, gives them time to talk during the game. Wanda and I love going to the game. Wanda, we got to go to another game.
I know. I was thinking about that actually just this past weekend.
We got great hats the last time. We got to think of another thing to do. Well, I got great games coming up. Maybe you want to go with me. I got tickets to the Cardinals. Want to go with me to the Cardinals, Wanda?
Cardinals.
Yeah, they're red. They're red.
Red, I know that.
They're red.
But where are they from?
They're from St. Louis. But let's talk about the home team. So, Juan, tell me a little bit about some of the embedded events that you have with these weekends. And I know you got like, just locally coming up, you got some great bobbleheads. I mean, gosh, I'm going to get some of those.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a great weekend planned. Obviously, tonight is our Senior Thursday, which is traditional. All, you know, seniors 65 and over get in free. Tomorrow is our Burger and Beer Friday, which is our standard, and we're also celebrating Colombian Heritage, and we're also doing a food and wine event, Toma Lo Suave. So, you know, you get a little food tasting, some wine, and that's, you know, $30 to enjoy a Friday night with some wine and some food tasting. Saturday night, everyone's getting a very cool Marlins pullover. While supplies last at the gates, it's also all-you-can-eat tickets. We have our beer fest on Saturday. And then Sunday, the big one, right?
Yeah.
It's bobblehead day. It is the Pitbull Talking Bobblehead.
We played it just for you. We played it just for you. We opened you up with Pitbull. I hope you appreciate Wanda's got that thing going on in there.
Definitely, man. It got the party started. We'll be celebrating 305 day here on Sunday. DJ Laz throwing out the first pitch. Pitbull is touring through Europe right now with Britney, so he's not physically here with us, but his bobblehead definitely will be, and we'll be enjoying him and his bobblehead on Sunday.
It's really cool. Now, you got to come up with some kind of black t-shirt for the Wynwood night. I just got to throw that out there, you know. And then in the summertime, white is black, so even a white t-shirt might be good.
Well, I think you're setting yourself up. I think you're going to be our ambassador of Wynwood.
I got no problem with
that. Coming up on August 12th is Wynwood Midtown night. So I'm definitely going to draft you to help me out, get Wynwood out to the ballpark on that night.
Oh, listen, you just come to our office. We'll get some coffee at Dr. Smooth's. We'll walk you up and down Northwest 2nd. Our office is on 25th right there at Ground Zero. You come in, I'll introduce you to all my friends, all the people that make the market there, and we'll help you build the Wynwood neighborhood and build it together so that we can have a great time with you out at the Marlins ballpark. What is it, August 12th, right?
August 12th will be Wynwood night, and we've got the list of all the neighborhood nights on marlins.com/neighborhood. So you can look up when it's your neighborhood's turn to come out to the ballpark, and we definitely want everybody out here. And we'll be out in their community as well. We'll be out in those cities, with play ball events, visiting local police and fire stations, and much more. So you can check in at marlins.com/neighborhood for more details.
Oh, well, let me know. Give me a couple of dates. Let me know when you're coming to Wynwood, because I definitely want to participate in Wynwood. I've got friends in some of the other markets off the line. Give me a call. Maybe I can help you with some of the other areas too. And now let's see. I want to talk a little bit about why people would want to go to the game. You know, at the beginning of the season, it was kind of tough. People had a little hangover, whatever. But I got to tell you is that what I've seen starting with the captain's camp that they had at the beginning of the season, I really appreciated that. I thought that it was really, really something special to go out and get the people that you want to be leaders in your organization and have somebody that has been a world-class leader showing them leadership. And I think that you're starting to see a lot of that coming through with people like Realmuto, and you know, it's just been great to watch this season as the guys are maturing and getting better.
Well, Brian Anderson, right? Our rookie of the year candidate.
He should be the
rookie of the year. Guy's
amazing.
watching this kid grow, and the team has gotten better month to month, and that's what you want to see as a fan. It was a tough April. May was better. We played 500 in June. We're playing above 500 in July. So there's improvement. And as it says, you know, just getting started, these guys are grinding. They're playing hard. They're never out of it. You know, that last Sunday game we had here before the break, we were down 5-0 and put up 8 runs in an inning and won that game coming from behind. So it shows this team has a lot of fight. We're the fighting fish. And I'm definitely excited of the direction that everything's heading.
You know, it's really exciting. I'm treating one of my business associates. His son is having a bar mitzvah. And I talked to John Albert today. I got 6 tickets and a parking pass. And so the young man's going to come out and experience his bar mitzvah. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to be there too, but I'm not going to be sitting right there. I want to watch the face and everything. It's going to be just amazing. It's a great place to bring your family and have a great time.
Absolutely a great time for the community, a great time in the neighborhoods, and all the cool gifts that you get, whether it's all the ticket specials at a beer fest or an all-you-can-eat, and then the cool, you know, the pullover, or whether it's a heritage game or a bobblehead, there's always something fun at a great deal to come out to a Marlins game.
Also, I got to give a high five to the people that work concessions and community support. Yeah, you missed the high five opportunity, Wanda. You're just falling short today. But, you know, I go to the ball games. I like to walk around and talk to the people because the ballpark is part of the experience. And I must say, from the ambassador, the first person I meet when I'm coming out and crossing the street, my good friend Hal Kaufman's there. I know Hal from a long time, to the young lady who helped my mom cross the street in the rain, getting back to our seats. I want to give them all high fives. There you go. I had Wanda. I teed her up, though. So great. I really have noticed the difference in just the attendance and the people and the experience. Everything that you guys could address seems to have been addressed.
And we continue to address, right? You've seen these booths that we have here called the D-Milo booth, where the fans have an opportunity to go into the booth and record their feedback in video that is actually heard directly by our upper management so that we can be on top of things and find out what the latest and greatest concerns or issues are with the fans so we can address them immediately. So we definitely depend on the feedback. We're listening. And we're making adjustments as we go to improve and make it a first-class experience when you come to Marlins Park.
The thing that I'm really excited about is you got the new president and his new number two. The new number two guy, I just call him the human spark plug. That guy just never stops. Travis Apple, is that what his name is? Something like that?
Travis Apple's our new VP of sales. Obviously,
guy's amazing.
New president Chip Bowers and definitely energizing the business side of the organization.
I heard Chip Bowers speak. I know he's speaking right now downstairs. I couldn't be there. I got to do my show. But Chip Bowers, that guy has got a rocket in his pocket. He made the Warriors, and now he's here to help the Marlins. I think you got that guy. You got Derek Jeter. You got a great, great foundation in the upper management. And I'm just going to say it since they're not here anymore. Something we didn't have before.
And we're seeing it, and you're seeing it, right? On the field, off the field, building a first-class organization from top down and bottom up, and we're starting to see the results. And I think this turnaround is going to be a lot quicker than the experts predicted, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it this year and moving forward. I think there's a great future ahead of us with a lot of talent and a lot of great things coming up.
It's very exciting, and I want to kind of just give my little Derek Jeter story. So I was there when they were revealing the 25th year anniversary logo. Jeter signed a couple of autographs, and then he was heading out. He was going under the stadium. He was probably a good solid 25 yards away, and you know, my usual little way I say it, I said, "Oh gosh," probably was a little more firm than that and a little louder, and he could have ignored it or made believe he didn't see it, but he heard it, and he turned around. And the man came back and gave me an autograph, spent a couple minutes. He was terrific. And that's really the kind of experience that people really get, or at least I've gotten when I've gone to the ballpark. And I'm anonymous. Nobody knows who I am when I'm walking around. They all treat me like $1 million. Really,
and that's the experience we want you all to have when you come to Marlins Park to a game. You felt it, and I think our fans are seeing it this year. And it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better because we've got a lot more things planned for the rest of this year and obviously moving forward next year and beyond. So there's more to come of all the great things that you're starting to see now.
Well, listen, I wish you and the upstairs management team and the team on the ball field, I wish you all great luck, positive energy towards you. I'll be out there this Saturday. It's the first ball game Vivian, my wife, is going to be able to go to after her kidney transplant. So we're going to be there rooting you guys on and giving all of our positive energy to our town and our town's Miami Marlins.
Woo-hoo. Thank you for your support, Jim. And now I will be anointing you as the official mayor of Wynwood so we can have you rally your troops for August 12th.
I'm all ready. Give me a call. We'll do our thing. We'll get some stuff out there. I've got a whole bunch of ideas. I'm really ready to hop on the board and be your ambassador.
Thank you, Jim. We'll see you at the ballpark.
All right. We're going to be out there this weekend and lots of times all coming up, too. So, Wanda, maybe you'll get some time to go with me to the Cardinal game. If not, maybe we'll get a game like during the day when you're off and you're not conflicted. But it's really fun. We had a great time with our hats that time, Wanda. It was awesome.
Won't be having the hats this time, but maybe.
Well, maybe we'll go to Bark
we'll
in the Park.
Find some new hats.
Well, go to Bark in the Park with Fluffy. But it's always great. We had a great time. My wife can't wait to go. We're very excited. And with that, I'm going to go, Wanda, time for a break.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Masterpieces, styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
Ooh, yeah, I know who loves this song. My mom's dancing right now. She loves this stuff. Hey, you know what else she loves? She loves her great car that I got her at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacements, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom just loves calling that assistant and driving them crazy. Hey, my mom loves it, my wife loves it, and I love it too. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. So, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, it's yours.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investments, Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business and less time at less cost and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnect's the future of real estate networking. Okay, you caught me. I was working offline. I just found a deal I really like. And you know what? I got the cash to do it too. If you have a deal that you like and you need cash, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Private loan, did one of those in 2 weeks. Need a permanent loan? Got a couple of those going. Just did two permanent loans, one a freestanding office building, another a freestanding rental building. So that's right, retail building rather. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you solve your capital needs. And when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, while we were on that break, I was doing real estate the old-fashioned way, and now we've got my good friend Andreas on. He's going to tell me how I'm going to do real estate the newfangled way. Hey, Andreas, how you doing, man?
Hey, Jim, how's it going? Thanks again for having me on the show.
It's going great.
Speaking of old-fashioned and the Marlins game, you can get out to that Marlins game by coming on to Real Connects. Bring your deals on to the cross-industry networking and business accelerator platform. Load up your friends, your contacts, your colleagues. Be introduced to ours all around your capital investment and service needs, 24/7, 365.
That's how I can make money sitting with Wanda at the Marlins game on Getaway Wednesdays.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about what we've done. So last time you were on, we talked about, hey, Jim, this is our platform. You're going to sign up. You're going to send us your LinkedIn contacts, and we're going to do something. Okay, so now I signed up. I'm on. You sent me the LinkedIn contacts. What are we doing with those?
So what we've done is we've connected your professional sphere from LinkedIn into the RealConnect ecosystem. Now you can reach out to the people you already have done business with through LinkedIn, through our system, and be introduced to everyone in our ecosystem as you bring different deals on.
So then I, you know, in the past I would use LinkedIn. I would post something on LinkedIn. You know, I let people know the radio show's coming on. I put a lot of content on LinkedIn. Could I do that on RealConnects?
You can, Jim, but unlike LinkedIn, you're not going to get any of those nosy neighbors or clutter. It's a verified ecosystem where everyone there is an investor, a lender, a broker, a real estate professional there to do business.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Business. I'm so excited. Maybe I'll put our interview up on RealConnects. What do you think about that?
I love it.
I also want to put Casey Conway on. The guy that's next is awesome. Make sure you tune into the guy that's next. He's the Culver House Schools of Real Estate's expert. He's advised the Fed. He's terrific. I want to make sure guys like that get in your ecosystem, too, because I think it's important.
We call those RealConnect influencers like you, Jim. They're welcome to come, and we want to promote them as much as they promote us and doing business into this future.
Okay,
where it's all happening.
So let's now talk about a real live example. Monterey Friends comes in, they post a deal on RealConnect. They come into the new ecosystem. They come onto your easy-to-navigate dashboard. If they have a problem, Mr. Wong helps them. And so now they've got it. They're online. What are their different methodologies that they can use?
So once they're online, there are five ways to raise capital in this instance. You can use our Lighthouse Matching, which will automatically point them and navigate them to the right parties to help fund that deal. You can syndicate it, Reg D, 506B, C, and A-plus syndication, as well as use our Club Purvey, which is a live pitch to family office and high net worth individuals, or click our concierge service and be connected to best-in-class partners to help fund the deal for them. So it's really all a la carte on your needs, timelines, and business.
Boy, you know, it's really exciting. So let's say, for instance, that somebody needs a $5 million bank loan. You know, it's a short-term kind of a lease, but it's a good tenant, it's good real estate, but it's probably a bank loan. So they come on, they put that up on the system, and what happens next?
So we've spent millions of dollars developing a system that mirrors each one of the professional roles exactly the way they are today, only in an accelerated, technologically advanced manner. So if you're looking for debt, great. Come in and define what you're looking for. At the same time, a lender has come onto the system and defined what he's willing to lend on. The system lights up, matches the two of you together, and there you go. New business in ways never possible before.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, let's say I want to do an investment sale. Let's say that I've got, I'm working on a 200-unit apartment building. I don't want to say apartments because that'd light it up on fire. I'm working on here's a good one. This is actual deal. 88,000 square foot shopping center. It's call it 80% leased. It's a value add. I've got a great operator. It's in a good location. So what do I do with that?
You bring the deal up on RealConnect. Despite the radio show, if it's off-market, we have tools catered to promote it out to the off-market audience, principal to principal, bring the brokers in as well as help you share it with granular field locking to hide any confidential fields, locations, things of that nature. And then take it so far as to bring it into a deal room and execute on those deals.
Wow, you know, that's really exciting. I want to show this to the client that I just described, because that client came up to me. They go, Jim, how can I raise equity for my real estate deal? It's a turnaround deal. We just talked about it. And I go, well, one of the first things you want to do is make sure that you're compliant with all of the rules, regulations, and laws. Tell me a little bit about what that is and what that means, Andres, and how you deal with that, because you just blew right by it when you were rolling out your stuff.
So regulation is of course paramount in this industry. So not only are we a verified ecosystem, but we have a partner, RCX Capital, broker dealer, FINRA registered entity, and a securities platform. So when you bring, depending on the type of raise and what categories you fall into, our capital markets team will work with you, define the best product, the best timeline for your needs, and then work and handhold you through to get that deal funded.
Now, how much does that
channel is appropriate?
How much does that cost me? Because I'm charging the guy a point for the deal, let's say. So, how do you impact what I pay and what the guy, what the person gets in a net?
The fees involved depend on the program. They could be as little as a monthly membership fee as a member of our platform to as much as how much is success worth for you.
Oh, you're too funny. Now I know why the first commercial female real estate broker in Connecticut, you know, taught you the business, buddy.
No, all kidding aside, the pricing's pretty standardized, and my capital markets team is standing by, ready to listen to any needs and to work with a group to find the right fit and the right product.
And if a broker brought them, they kind of quote-unquote co-broke the deal?
Well, we don't act as a broker. We're a technology platform that introduces parties to one another.
So well said.
There's no transaction fees. We're not registered. We can't do that.
No. Listen, I'm asking these questions. I think they're good questions, and I think they dance around a bunch of things that people need to know about.
Couldn't agree more. So we welcome brokers, developers, at all types and sizes. And once we connect and get the two of you introduced, or the five of you, depending on the deal, then it's up to the parties to get the deal done.
So, Andres, then, how do people get to Real Connects, and how do they explore the platform? And tell me a little bit about some of the people that are involved. I mean, we're in Miami. I know the Miami Board of Realtors is involved. Why would the Miami Board of Realtors be involved with Real Connects, and do you have other boards, and what's going on with that?
Sure. So like many associations, many deal makers, it's all about putting time back into the day, your 1,880 golden deal hours to close deals. Real Connects allows the Miami members to connect to one another at an unparalleled speed around their deals. So it was an immediate add value to their members. Paul Cauchy, the VP of the Commercial Realtor Commercial Alliance there.
Yeah, high five to Paul.
That we were an add value.
Yeah, Paul's, that's okay. I talked over you because I like Paul. Paul's a good guy.
Paul's great. CCIM, same concept. The business hasn't changed that much from old school to new school. It's what technology you're using and the return on that use. Real Connects is simply accelerating you to your network, to your connections, and growing that sphere into new markets. As technology shows you those opportunities, how do you get to the people to execute the team to in that market to do that deal? Real Connects is the way.
It sounds like it, and it sounds like this way an independent person like myself is suddenly a member of a very large team. So it really helps in today's gig economy magnify every person's ability to close a deal.
That's exactly right. And the precision in which you can act on deals is pinpoint in any market anywhere in the U.S.
You know, it's really exciting, especially the fact that you can give somebody a clean shot at a syndication versus the way that it's been done on a country club basis in the past. This way, I think it's a really, really good setup that helps people maintain their relationships with the people involved in a much more arm's length and professional way.
Our platform facilitates not only a more professional arm's length way, but helps encourage new deal makers into markets and educates them around those markets to get them going and doing it properly. There's a lot of tech out there. There's plenty to go to, but we are the only deal centric platform in the space that caters to the whole industry. We've been around since 2013 and are built by real estate professionals for real estate professionals. Roy Abrams is a lifelong developer, as well as the whole team.
Roy Abrams is the founder, right?
He is.
Well, you just threw it out there, Roy Abrams. So I wanted to give him the founder thing there. You know, hashtag founder to Roy. You know, he's the man.
Well, Roy landed in Miami in 2013 as a developer looking for deals, looking to act in that market. And there wasn't a better way to access the right people, the right capital, the right partners. And Real Connects was born.
Well, listen, you're really a solution to a very opaque process. I'm very proud to be a part of the team. I'm looking forward to executing on the platform with you guys. It's amazing. I love the guys that I've met, the folks that have been at Real Connects, the people, and the execution's been top of the line. We're so glad that you guys are part of the show, Andres, and we're looking forward to continuing to build our relationship with you, Roy, and the rest of the team.
Thank you so much, Jim. And we're honored to be part of this show, and we want to thank our partners and everyone else for helping us get this far. And we look forward to our continued growth and billions of dollars of transactions as we take the lead.
Looking forward to it, Andres. High five to you. High five to Mr. Wong and the rest of the team. There you go, Wanda. Back on the game there. And, of course, I want to say hey to Roy. Roy, we'll get together sometime soon, maybe after the summer, because I know the man travels the world looking for things to do. He's the man.
And once, so any of your users, any of your listeners wanting to get online, just jump on to realconnects.com, hit that register now button, and Patrick will be there to help support you and his team through the chat anytime during business hours.
That's right, and use the code FRIED and they get a discount.
That's right.
All right. Andres, thanks so much. We're going to be back with KC Conway. We're going to talk about the economy, what's happening, why it's happening, how it's happening. So stick with us. We're going to do that right after this. It's awesome. This guy talks a mile a minute. And Andres, we're going to get him on your platform.
That's fantastic, Jim. Thank you again.
It's my pleasure. Wanda, take us out. All right. This show is more than all right. This show is awesome. I'm having the greatest time. I got the greatest guests. They're saying some terrific stuff. I hope you're taking notes because this stuff is amazing. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Guess who this is?
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You must be the greatest radio show host ever.
On 880, The Biz.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, hey, and while you're in traffic, if you're contemplating how to close your real estate deal, well, you can contemplate giving me a call. That's right, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you have a real estate capital need, I'm going to help you if you want. That's right, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I want to thank everybody who says that I rock. You guys rock, too. There's Casey calling.
Hey, Casey, call back. All right. Thanks
Casey,
for calling.
Casey,
call
the line for the show.
Hey,
it to you.
Holy smokes. Welcome to live radio, folks.
I don't mind. I'm having fun. Everybody tells me
take
that I rock.
Take your phone calls in the middle of the show.
I didn't take a phone call. That's the guest. The guest got confused. That's all.
Right, then. What were we talking about?
What we were talking about, I can't even remember at this point. I think it's that I can help people with capital, though, real estate capital. People give me some real estate capital opportunities. I want to help them. That's right. I just helped a friend of mine. He closed the real estate deal for him in 2 weeks. One of those weeks was the 4th of July weekend. We helped that guy. I've got another client we've helped finance two freestanding retail and office deals for. We've got a whole bunch of people we do land deals for. That's right. When you're driving around in traffic, I really apologize. I did some of those land deals. But give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's 305-773-6300. Call me and I can help you get your real estate capitalized today. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I got him. Well, I can't say his number, so take me off and just come get it. All right. Well, in the meantime, we're going to be waiting. We're going to coordinate with KC. This is my bad. I gave a typo. There's KC calling me again. Tension or pressure?
You are killing me. You're killing me over here.
I'm going to come through. He's calling now. Don't worry. Oh, I made a typo on when I sent him a text. That's all right.
That's what I'm supposed to. That's why I'm here.
Why?
So you don't have to go off the air to handle these things. All right, I got
it.
Well,
the
person,
What can I do? All right, well, we're going to have Casey on, and what we're going to talk about with Casey is the impact of all of these tariffs and what their impact is on the economy and real estate. We're going to talk. We're going to have a history lesson. Casey, are you there? Earth to Casey.
I'm on.
I'm so sorry. I texted you the wrong number, my friend.
No problem.
So listen, it's the halftime report. It's the halftime of the year. I took up a lot of time with the misconceptions there. So tell me, what's going on in the economy? What's going on with these tariffs? Because the last time we had a big bunch of tariffs was almost a historic result. Well, it was a historic result, wasn't it?
You're right. You're right, Jimmy. You know, a lot of folks, it's been over four generations since we had to deal with this type of stuff. But what the heck? June 1930. Good time. You were around then, right? Well, it was the Tariff Act of 1930.
My mom wasn't even a glimmer in my grandma's eye at that point. But I remember reading about this stuff. I really didn't understand what happened, but the Great Depression seemed to just settle on us, and it was all because people drew lines in the sand and wouldn't deal with each other, I think. Is this sort of what happened?
You're right, and I'll oversimplify the whole thing, but bottom line, we did such a great job out of World War I teaching Europe how to be productive in agriculture that they became overly productive. They lowered their prices. That upset the U.S., we felt we needed to protect our agricultural industry, so we decided we would put tariffs in place, and then that expanded. Everybody piled on to about 890 tariffs by the time President Hoover signed the act, and off to the races we went till we had 24% unemployment, 500,000 people living in Hoovervilles, and there's some correlations here. It started around overproduction of one area, agriculture. Sound familiar to today? Overproduction of, say, manufacturing, e-commerce, retail, and people get protectionistic, and off to the races we go.
Well, how about the similarities between the presidents and their historic experience?
I'll leave the politics to you, Jimmy.
Oh, it's not politics. They were just both businessmen. They're the only two presidents that didn't come up through the political class.
No, you're exactly right.
And it's not politics. Right. It's just an accurate description of history. I'm purple. I don't take sides. I'm for America.
Well, and I'll add one more dimension to it. So this is our first Fed chair. It's not an economist. So you put the correlation between President Hoover, President Trump, and a first Fed chair that's not an economist, that's a real business person. So we should have all the right people thinking this thing through, right?
Well, you would hope so, and I hope they do get it right and that they listen to their staffers, because a good business person listens to their staff, creates a plan, and then executes the plan in a consistent and professional way.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think that, you know, the president's right. We've got to deal with the trade imbalances. China, we've let them walk all over us in the World Trade Organization. We have a lot that we have to protect here in the state.
Agreed.
Florida with agriculture, and
agreed.
You have more ports than anybody in the United States or North America. So he's right to tackle an issue that's just been neglected and abused by prior administrations on both sides of the aisle.
Agreed.
But it's not going to be without its pain.
Well, look, my niece is running for ag commissioner here in Florida. I know she's got opinions and positions about the impact that these tariffs have on our farmers. And I really do think that we need to take proactive measures to make sure that we don't fall into the rut that happened the last time and everybody gets, reactive to each other and problems occur. We have to think this through and make it happen. But yes, I agree. I think that we've had a problem with China and stealing our intellectual property and all the other stuff that's well publicized. And yes, we've had a certain strategy that we've executed in the past. Maybe it's worked. Maybe it hasn't. Well, we'll see what happens this time. But let's talk about what you think is going on in the economy today, Casey.
So let's start with interest rates. Let's just pivot right into the thick of it. So yep. The Fed's given us its second rate hike, as I told you. They would raise in June. I think they'll give us at least two more rate hikes. And the thing we better pay attention to it is twofold. One, we're starting to see some of the spillover impact into housing and builder sentiment. And we've seen very disappointing numbers on starts, down 12%, on new home sales and existing home sales, each down almost double-digit numbers.
Why?
So the builders are concerned on a number of fronts. Number one, they can't make the numbers work anymore. The margins, we talked about the costs on our last show, the costs of labor and materials are rising. Now you add, I just closed on a little house over in Alabama, and the interest rate is up 75 basis points from where if I'd bought it last year.
Listen,
so someone on the margin that can make that difference.
Listen, I see the interest rates on CDs have gone from like 1% to 3% in just months.
Yeah, the banks, you got a good banker there. Most of them are still, the banks have had, a number of rate increases, and they've passed about less than 10% of those rate increases on the deposits. But you have a good banker there. But most of the big, especially the big banks, have not done it. But the thing I'm worried about on interest rates, the Fed, I think, is going to continue. The inflation pressures are a lot more than what the CPI is leading us to believe. We've got about 25 to 30% in energy. Gas prices are up 65 cents a gallon over last year. They're going to continue to march up. Housing costs are up. We're on a third straight year of over 7%, 6 to 7% home price appreciation. Costs and materials are up. Wage inflation is up. The small businesses are saying they love the world. They love this economy. They want to expand, but they're running into one problem. A, they can't find the labor, and B, they can't afford it. So if you think that there isn't wage inflation and skilled labor, there is. So, and I think with the tariffs, we're going to see the food inflation there. The other piece that concerns me on these interest rates is, as the Fed raises rates in this tariff environment, what happens is, since we're the reserve currency of the world, our dollar gets stronger, which amplifies the impact of tariffs. So the rest of the world's currencies, China's, Brazil's, Latin America, Europe's, their currencies go down. So that dilutes or offsets the impact of our tariffs, and our rising dollar amplifies the impact of their tariffs. So when Trump is, kind of barking out against his own Fed chair that he picked, what he's really realizing is there's also a currency implication when the Fed raises rate hikes in this tariff environment. So it amplifies it through the currency exchange process.
Wow. That's pretty technical, but it just doesn't sound like it's a good thing for anybody.
It just means when you're doing your cap rate calculation on those deals that you're going to buy, or you're going to help them get all refinanced, Jimmy, I wouldn't be buying them or factoring in that everything's going to be wonderful at a 4 or 5 cap rate. I think that the gig of the compressed cap rates is pretty much over, except for maybe industrial. And I think that you'd be best to be putting in a fudge factor, using that old mortgage band of equity, looking at what happens if my debt piece rises and what happens to my cap rate. I think the cap rates are going to be drifting upward.
Well, I think that they have to, just from a mechanical standpoint. But let's talk about the treasuries. What's going on with the 10-year treasury, and how is that being accepted into the world, which is flush with all this debt?
Right. So we saw early on last year, I said, the end of last year, people thought I was crazy. I said the 10-year treasury would rise to 3% by the spring. I missed it by about a week or 10 days. I'll work on my accuracy there. And then it settled back down. And part of what settled it back down was we began to see Italy and the European kind of debt crisis start to emerge its head a little bit. As you still have 9 nations who have government debt issuances that are negative yielding. As we raise rates and it attracts capital to our debt instruments, the rest of the world has to start to look at getting rid of their quantitative easing or cutting entitlement costs. So it settled back down because of Italy, but it started back up. And the thing that concerns me the most to watch in the 10-year treasury, I still think it's going to drift up, and we'll see a 3.5 10-year treasury by the end of the year, is look at the bid to cover ratio on the 10-year treasury. So what that is how many bidders there are per note that they have to sell. And typically a healthy bond market sees about 2.5 to 3 or more bids for every note that it wants to issue. In the latest issuance that we just had, the government barely had a 2-to-1 bid cover. So that meant we barely had a competitive bid for each new bid. And what that tells us is there isn't the demand. And I think there's also a spillover effect on these tariffs. When we tell the rest of the world we're mad at them, we hate you, we're going to put tariffs on you like us, they don't buy our debt. And with $21 trillion in debt and going each day higher, and we're over 100% GDP, we also need the rest of the world to buy our debt. So my concern is that there's a warning sign in the bid-to-cover ratio of the 10-year Treasury that Treasury is going to be coming back to the Fed saying we need higher rates to sell this debt, that not only from the debt that we're adding on, but also the Fed selling down its balance sheet. And so as it tries to liquidate and get rid of its debt, we're flooding the market with long-term debt issuance. And the market's starting to tell us through the bid-to-cover ratio they're not biting.
Well, Casey, we've got to take a break. And when we come back, I wanted to talk about maybe a way that we can address some of the crises that it's occurring. I know you just did a paper on adaptive reuse. I think that could at least solve some of the problem by hopefully giving people a lower cost basis to build their deals on.
You bet.
All right. Well, Wanda, take us away, and we'll be right back with some really great thoughts and ideas from Casey Conway, the head of real estate at the Culver House School of Business up at University of Alabama. We're staying in the SEC, though, aren't we, Casey?
Roll Tide.
Okay, we'll be doing that. I'm going to say go Gators back at you. Let's rock a little music, and then we'll be back with my good friend Casey Conway. Oh, yeah. Different strokes for different folks. We're going to talk about different ways to use your existing real estate right after this with my good friend Casey Conway. Casey Cummings is also a good friend of mine. Casey Conway. But first, I want to talk about my good friend Larry Zinn. I got a lot of good friends. I'm blessed that way. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Don't forget their Audi store in Gainesville and that big store down in Key West that's got all the nameplates. You know, all of the nameplates come with complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my lovely, beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. All right. And hey, give me a call if I can help you with capital. 305-773-6300. Get you straight to me and I can help you. That's right. If you're having a special situation in your real estate transaction, give me a call. I just helped somebody close a deal in just 2 weeks, with one of those weeks being the 4th of July week, which had Wednesday as the 4th of July. Wasn't easy, but we got it done and everybody's happy. That's right. I also closed a couple of deals in the last couple of weeks to help people finance their single tenant retail and office deals. So if you've got a real estate situation and you need a solution, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good friend Casey Conway, the head of real estate department over at the Culver House School of Business at the University of Alabama. You could say it now, Casey.
Roll Tide.
Thank you so much. Now, let's talk a little bit about adaptive reuse. We've only got about 5 minutes left, so it's a big topic. I know we can't do it justice here, so you're going to have to come back, Casey. But let's talk a little bit about how adaptive reuse could be a solution to what's ailing America.
You bet, Jimmy. So we're about ready to publish next week, collaborative with the University of Alabama, our Acres Center, our real estate center, and the CCIM Institute. What we think is really the first comprehensive paper on adaptive reuse. So no one out there has really definitively defined it, given us an industry definition. Some think it's everything, including just re-tenanting, a building for the same use. And so we laid out a definitive definition in this paper. One, it's got to be an existing structure, so it's not new construction. Two, it's got to have had functional or economic obsolescence or both in it. So something's badly broken in both design or its prior use. It's got a highest and best use challenge. It's got a change of use. So it's not just taking a 1980 vintage office building and fixing the elevators and the lobbies and making an office building again. This is actually a change of use. And fourth, it's got to be economically viable so that you can go get them the money for it. Right, Jimmy? And so
all day long,
we also
value add.
There you go, value add. So we also quantified it. No one knows. We throw the term around loosely. Nobody knows how much of this is out there. It's hard for the investment institutional capital to come if they don't understand it, know how it works, how much of it is. So we went out there, we created a nationwide database, and we calculated that somewhere between 1% and 2% of our 32 billion plus of commercial real estate in the United States is adaptive reuse projects that have been done essentially over the last 3 to 5 years. And we think that number will double to 4% range with everything that's happening in e-commerce, the shutting down of malls, the flight back to the cities, the urban trends, and there isn't the land and there isn't the zoning and all that. So people are increasingly trying to figure out how to take an existing use, an old warehouse or an old train station downtown or something like that.
Wynwood. You're talking about Wynwood, man. Talking about the close-in industrial neighborhood to Miami that's going through an unbelievable renaissance where they're knocking down the industrial buildings and building around it, and it's just an incredible transformation. It's got to be happening in other cities.
It is, and Jimmy, we took one step further. We said it's not just forget, you know, just that it can only be for big cities and big projects, like malls or a whole, you know, old former industrial district. It's scalable. So we found examples and we identified things like a small branch bank in a small town that was converted to the town's new library. Or we found infrastructure like you got the High Line Trail in New York or the Beltline in Atlanta. We found rotary trails, for example, in Birmingham, where they took the old abandoned rail tunnels and lines along the abandoned rail tracks, converted them into green space. L.A. did it with a big part. So this adaptive reuse is more than just buildings. It can be taking abandoned infrastructure and bringing it to green space. We found examples of, you know, taking a jail, making it into a hotel from Shank to Swank in Boston, medical pods, vertical farming. So this really gives kind of the best practices, what to do. And here's the last thing. The biggest obstacle in most of these deals is that when you hit the local government and they don't know what it is, they don't know how to accommodate your needs, whether it be a variance for parking or density. So we outlined who's doing what, who are the smart cities out there that have actually figured out how to accommodate adaptive reuse. And believe it or not, the leader is Tucson, Arizona. They put in a pilot program 2 years ago. It's a blueprint for how to adapt or adopt your zoning ordinances and whatnot to facilitate this stuff. So the paper releases Monday by the CCIM Institute. We're going to build on it. We have the database. We're going to begin to break out cap rates and transactions and so that there's the data and the information to underwrite these deals and bring more institutional capital to it.
Well, high five to you and one little pitch for your – there you go. One little pitch for the Culver House Institute. You always end your email with a pitch. Give the pitch. We've got like 30 seconds. Pitch.
So Roll Tide.
You're the man. But people, you're always looking for sponsors for your newsletter and such. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so if you just send me an email or a text, the text to my cell phone is 678-458-3477. My email, the easy one, is kcmaicre@gmail.com. If I get one more designation, I'm going to add MOUSD and move to Orlando. How about that?
I love you. And I want to thank you so much for the halo. I'm using it. It's just terrific. Casey, I think about you every day with that thing. And I want to thank you so much for supporting me and my team. You're the best.
always an honor. You're the best. If you do need refinancing, nobody works harder or thinks more creative than you, Jimmy. You're the best out there when you need to refinance and get refinance capital.
Thank you. Couldn't ask for a better endorsement. I want to thank KC Conway. I want to thank our friends at Real Connects Andres. And I want to thank the Miami Marlins for making me the mayor of Wynwood. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Study. But the people I really want to thank are you, our listeners. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets more and more hits every day. The show will be right up on that website. And as soon as Robert Pitts posts it, www.freedombusiness.com. Hey. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. That's right. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Honey, I'm on my way home.
Jim Fried.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
And Wanda Miles.
So sexy it hurts.
On 880 The Biz. Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.